is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after successfully concluding a substantive and productive visit to the US at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Donald Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The Prime Minister said, India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with the US President yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both nations agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of February, where he co-chaired the AI Action Summit along with French President Emmanuel Macron. President Draupadi Murmu has said, the country's women power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute. Addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru yesterday, President Murmu called upon women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams.
Our sisters and daughters are moving ahead, holding their heads high. They are making their families, institutions in the country proud. It is not possible to break barriers and challenge stereotypes without mental strength. I urge every woman to gather courage, dream big, and utilize all her strength and potential to achieve her dreams. Every little step that each of you takes towards your goal is a step towards a developed India and developed world.
The president said that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life. President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. The government has said that several medical equipment are now being produced in India due to the Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme. The Chemical and Fertilizer Ministry said the commercial production of medical equipment like CT scans, dialysis machines, mammography, MRI and high-flow oxygen devices has now started. The ministry said that earlier this medical equipment was imported from other countries. The government had launched the PLI scheme for promoting domestic manufacturing of medical devices in 2020 to promote indigenous manufacturing of medical devices. A meeting of the United Kisan Morcha Non-Political and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha with the central team led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi was held in Chandigarh yesterday. 28 farmers, including farmer leaders Jagjit Singh Dalewal and Sarvan Singh Pandher, participated in the meeting. Punjab Agriculture Minister Gurmeet Singh Khudia and Punjab Cabinet Minister Lal Chand Kataruchak also attended the meeting. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed monetary penalty of 5,80,000 rupees on Shriram Finance Limited, 6,70,000 rupees on Ujjivan Small Finance Bank Limited and 61,40,000 rupees on the Nainital Bank Limited for violating certain banking provisions. According to a press release, a statutory inspection of Shriram Finance Limited with reference to its financial position as on 31st March 2023 revealed that the company had failed to put in place a system of periodic review of risk categorization of accounts. The 38th National Games concluded yesterday in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, with a grand closing ceremony that featured spectacular cultural performances, making the event truly memorable. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the chief guest of the ceremony, congratulated the Uttarakhand government for successfully hosting the games and praised them as the Green Games. That is the end of this news bulletin.